President Donald Trump has said he hopes to cut regulations by as much as 75%, and he has an ally in Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte. As chair of the Judiciary Committee in the House, Goodlatte is promising to go through the Federal Registry and target what he calls burdensome regulations.
These burdens on U.S. businesses subsidize our foreign competitors. It's long past time to untie these binds and unleash American ingenuity. As House Judiciary Committee Chairman, I will seek to restore accountability for and provide relief from excessive regulation for our nation's small businesses and job creators.
Goodlatte says the push to deregulate is a natural reaction to the Obama administration's push to regulate.
Unfortunately, over the last 8 years, the Obama administration doubled down on its determination to create a regulatory state by adding tens of thousands of regulations, including many within the last months of his presidency that could have far-reaching effects for years to come.
Democrats fear the deregulation push will harm public safety. Northern Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says Republicans are making much ado about nothing.
You know, no regulations passed without years of study and many public hearings and often tens of thousands of pieces of input from the American public. So I think it's silly and unnecessary.
Beyer says East Coast states like Virginia are the tailpipes for states to our west, which he says is why federal regulations are needed.
Well, we don't generate that much smokestack pollution, but if it was all coming from the states to the west of us, it blows right across us. And the same with the water.
Beyer also points to the efforts to clean up the Chesapeake Bay, which he says shows why federal regulations are essential.
But a lot of it was what was happening in Pennsylvania or upstream in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. If you can't manage that on a larger area nationally, we'd be in big trouble.
And Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly worries the GOP rhetoric outpaces reality.
It's one thing to just make the ideological argument that all regulation is bad and all of it's job killing and all of it hurts the economy. The facts, of course, of the last half century prove otherwise.
Republican Congressman Rob Whitman says the problem is that under the Obama administration, bureaucrats didn't take into account how costly new regulations were.
I think this is a balance. It's looking at, as you go forward, the two-for-one rule. So if you're going to put one forward, you have to look at the dollar amount of that, and you have to rescind at least two other regulations of an equal dollar amount. So that's a way to really, in net, be able to draw things back. And it makes agencies, too, look at priorities and determine, you know, are these regulations really needed?
Democrats are especially worried that Scott Pruitt is the new head of the EPA because he repeatedly sued the agency while he was Attorney General of Oklahoma. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.